Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dozens of homes and more than 150 businesses may be displaced if the state goes ahead with plans to build two segments of the high-speed rail project in the Bay Area. Officials approved initial plans for the segments, one which would run from the Central Valley to San Jose, and a second continuing to San Francisco earlier this year. Phil, so what does this mean for those home and business owners?
Well, it's going to be time to let's make a deal or not make a deal. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's starting the process. And what it means for homeowners and some other people and businesses is that, yes, if you're going to be putting a rail line through, something's got to move and it might be you. We're going to be covering this and hearing about it for years to come. Now, the interesting part of this is that they're doing it. And this is a change for the High Speed Rail Authority. This is a marked improvement. I'm going to tell you, they're putting out what the plan is, where they're going to go, and have an idea of what right-of-way they need. When they first started high-speed rail, as one member of the board told me currently, the old crew just showed up. They were in a rush to get it started. We had bond money, but we had to get federal money. They had to get going on it in the Central Valley, and they began. It was like pulling up in front of a lot that you didn't own without a plan and not enough money to get it going, but you did it anyway. And that wound up costing a fortune. It just did in cost overruns. Now in these segments, from Merced up to San Francisco, they're taking a much more measured look at it. They're taking it step by step and doing the things. It's not going to be cheap. I don't even have an estimate of the billions it's going to cost, but that's what they're going to be doing.
So you're giving them higher marks for better pre-planning?
Yes, I am. I'm giving them higher marks for better pre-planning. Patty, I reserve the right to say I think the whole idea of the whole thing is still, you know, up in Jetson country. I don't know how many people want to go to L.A. at 220 miles an hour between San Francisco and L.A., but that's what the public voted for, and that's what they're going on. Now, we will get something out of the deal here in the Bay Area. If we get the Merced line into San Jose, that opens up the Central Valley to Silicon Valley. If we already have the line between here, between San Francisco and San Jose, and they're smart enough to where they're not going to put in a parallel line for high-speed rail, they're going to use the existing Caltrain lines and electrify it in the process. At the bare minimum, that means better Caltrain service and then high-speed rail going at speeds of 110 miles an hour. It's going to have to be a lot of safety concerns there because that's going through some really crowded areas, but we'll see how it goes. The thing here, the other takeaway on this is that this project is moving. It's continuing on. It's being approved. It's going through that transit thing that we've seen with other massive projects where you sit there and go, are they really going to do it? Are they really going to do it? And the next thing they know, they're knocking on your door and saying, hey, we might want to have to buy your house in order that we actually do this thing.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning on KCBS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.